Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
A dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet. Make it a reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a unique website. Showcase your work, blog, or publish content, even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks. With 24/7 award-winning customer support, you can customize everything from look and feel to settings and products using beautiful templates created by world-class designers. And there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Head to squarespace.com/hi for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code HI to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Welcome to Good Dogs Will Heal. That was suggested by Kelly MNJ on Twitter. And today's the day we're going to pick another winner for our giveaway where you and three friends can come here into this basement and watch us tape an episode of the show live. Or you can get tickets to a show that I will perform somewhere near you if you live somewhere that's near venues that I could perform. Of course, travel will not be provided, and you have to make sure to become a 420 Club member to be eligible for these giveaways. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. We appreciate it. Helps us keep the show going. Some places say it helps us keep the light on. I say it helps us keep a lot of lighters on the table. Here we go. Here's our winner. It is Ari Holub. No fixed address. Is there supposed to be where they're from on here?
Probably.
All right, we'll work that out later. I'm doing stand-up at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois on Friday, May the 4th, be with you. I'm at Zany's in Chicago on May 6th, Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky on Monday, May 7th, and lots of other dates are available for you to peruse at DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show!
Where I feel I belong.
Hey, blast off. We're back here in this basement. We're doing shows every couple of weeks now, and I'm very excited about today's show because we've got both Keith and the girl from the Keith and the Girl podcast. It's Keith Malley and Hemda. Hemda. Been practicing that all day. Hemda.
Sounds good.
Yeah, because you don't want to. We want to give a subtle C at the beginning of Hemda.
That was the most subtle.
I was going crazy in the makeup chair, riffing about Hemda's favorite musical group is the Chemical Brothers, and she goes to church every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And just every CH word I could think of.
My favorite subject is
we
chemistry.
We had such a good time. Chemistry, I love it. Well, you guys have amazing chemistry, obviously. How long has the Keith and the Girl podcast been going? You do it on the East Coast.
Yeah, in New York.
So it's nice to see you out here in California, but how long has it been going now? Is it the first podcast ever?
It is one of the first podcasts ever in March of 2005, so over 13 years.
Damn. But also, it's a podcast unlike many in that it's 5 days a week.
It's yes. 5 days a week. It's live. And then, of course, you can download it after. We talk about news, current events, but it leads to funny. Even though, we're talking Cosby and all that.
Yeah, it's mostly about our lives.
You can have a lot of fun with that topic.
Oh, right? Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Especially now that he's been brought down, it's getting even funnier. Or I don't know, he hasn't been sentenced yet, has he?
He hasn't been sentenced yet.
Yeah.
But it's looking like a few decades. And how many does he have in him left?
He's going to be in a minimum security prison. And they really don't have to have any security because they say he's blind. So they could just put him in a room and say he's in prison. bring him all of his meals on a old tray, a plastic tray. And, yeah, so anyway.
Well, I was thinking about the guy. So,
okay, what do you got?
Cosby got busted, and perhaps the whole Me Too movement came from Hannibal Buress. Bringing attention to it during stand-up, mm-hmm. innocuously almost.
Sure.
Like almost like a non-joke, however it came up. And somebody in the audience recorded this. Now, I can't help but think, what are the new comedy club rules? Because if this asshole didn't record Hannibal's set and put it online...
No justice
would have been brought. You're saying the entire audience should film everything.
I don't know. If we catch just one rapist, is it worth it?
Gotta catch them all. As Pokemon likes to say, but they have a club in Denver, Colorado that I'm playing on Mother's Day called Comedy Works, where they take everybody's phone going in and put it. When you hand them your phone, they put it in a bag that they lock, and then they hand the bag back to you. So if your bag vibrates, you know, if you get a call during the show, you could go to the lobby and say unlock it, and then take your call.
Right.
But basically, no one can record. You know, the show's there.
Well, it's a fucking rapist dream out there.
I know when I play there. I say a lot of state secrets.
Well, I know, and then I see, what's that movie, The Big Sick? And how does he find love? From a heckler.
Right.
What are the new rules?
She doesn't even learn how heckling works by the end of the movie. She does it again.
Yeah.
After, you know, the first time they meet, she does it. And then later, she does it again. And he clearly told her, it's not right. You shouldn't do it. But that's how love works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't do that. I'm going to do it anyway. All right, we're in love. So we got to get into the smoking. We had some technical difficulties on this episode getting it going live. I don't even know if people are watching us live right now. They might be eventually at some point, but we're, you know, way past the ceremonial 20 minutes after the hour. You know, basically we can just start smoking. We put sativa in all the pipes on the table. Are you guys, like sativa better than indica?
I love sativa. I think indica is good for going to sleep.
Right?
But I like tripping.
I'm here to party. I'm not here to sleep.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is the afternoon. We got, you know, I don't know what you guys are doing later tonight, but I got a lot of plans.
So, I got to be honest.
So I'm going to take it easy and mostly smoke sativa. I put the indica in this pipe right here and even took a few hits already because I was just... You know, we just never really give the indica much. Yeah, we don't give it much action on the show because everybody just sort of says, "Oh, it makes me too sleepy." But I'll smoke some today. I'll take a bullet for the team.
You feel like indica's been feeling bad?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
your weed has feelings.
I like to think weed has feelings. You know, as all plants do.
Let's light it on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, this poor
plant. Let's start a forest fire.
It's so sad that it's not on fire. And in my lungs. So the Hawaiian haze is what we're talking about with the sativa.
Right.
And the indica is called Triangle Kush.
I haven't been able to feel the difference. And here I can go to a store and say, I want to trip out and, you know, go climb a mountain and think that I'm near death. And they'll give you the strain for that. But
right. But
then I smoke it and I'm like, yeah, I'm high. But I don't know if I'm the version of high that I bought or just high. And
can you name weed blindfolded, Doug?
No.
Oh, like, are you the sommelier of...
No, I am not at all. I'm a massive letdown to people in that regard. Mm. Because you know what my favorite weed to smoke is? Is the weed someone just handed to me.
Yeah.
I love that kind. And always have.
Very specific.
And I've really been bad at becoming a connoisseur. I mean, I learned some things here and there, but I'm not as good at it as I should be. Or as people think I should be, you know, like... I think I'd do all right. Right.
Well, I mixed.
Which
them
ones
all
do
up.
You guys want to smoke? We gotta get
I'm
into
ready.
It.
Yeah. Okay. I think this big people are,
okay.
People are anal beads. It's anal beads and
that's
balls.
My face on there. When I have a little more facial hair than I do
I'm
now.
I'm gonna smoke your face.
All right, first one done wins.
All right. Ah.
That one's crazy because it's like.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, what's in here?
It's, you know, oh, there you go. That was good. Those chambers make it, like, kind of hard to clear it, you know?
Not with me, bro.
Yeah, you did it.
I eat the shit out of this.
Yeah. Two hits and you're gone.
Ooh. Shouldn't be doing this anymore.
I like how you guys are going after it. I had no idea.
I had no idea either. I think I'm addicted. What's
going on in New York? Is it going to be legal there soon?
It's legal if you have a card, but you can't buy flour in the stores, so nobody's going to the stores. So it's just a bunch of sad counters.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really bad. And half the people don't even know that it's legal at all.
Right.
We have our card. It's really easy to get.
It's
just money. It's just you call someone, it's somewhere between $75 and $200, and you get the card.
But there's a guy. The guy didn't speak English with me. He's like, what's your problem? And I'm like, I'm on my knees. I'm on the knees. And I'm like, yes, mostly. He's like, okay, my knees? Yes. Okay, here's your card.
Our friends at MedMen are opening like a gigantic outlet on Fifth Avenue. They're like making plans for it, just hoping that it's going to flip and become
It's coming.
Legal. Because what's her name? Miranda from Sex and the City. Yeah. She's really, really into making it just completely legal. And getting everybody who's been incarcerated out of jail.
Right. What's funny, whenever, even here in L.A., as soon as it's legal recreationally or legal anywhere for the first time, somehow that day the shops are open. You know? It's like, wait a minute, I was passing just draped buildings.
Yeah, they've been waiting a long time, but upstate for us is killing us because it's a bunch of, what do you call upstate without being obnoxious? It's a bunch of rednecks.
She did her best.
I don't think that was the right word.
You don't think so? Are you sure? Mm-hmm. What do you call people with
Northern
too many...
Northern rednecks, I like it.
Northern.
What do you call people with too many cars on their front lawn?
Yeah, you're right.
They're the ones, I think, blocking...
If you have too many cars on your front lawn, you might be...
An upstate.
An upstate redneck.
How did you guys get into... weed smoking. What's your high history?
I'm gonna have my whole own high history.
And first, what's this?
This is.
You just lit this.
This is a blunt. I went to one of your stores
here.
Cute
little tight blunt.
I went to K-Town.
Oh.
And I said I want to. It's called K-Town Collective. I wanted to climb a mountain, think and trip really hard, and think that I'm almost dead. But I don't know. I smoked the whole blunt, and...
Oh, that is tasty.
I was alive. Yeah, the wrap tastes good.
Yeah, it's like blackberry or something.
I love blunts.
Tastes like a blackberry.
They burn
tastes
slow.
Like a phone.
I still feel like when I go into a weed shop that it's a trick. Like, oh, I want to just buy some recreational weed. Yeah, we just sell that. There's weed. There's weed. What else would you like? I don't know. An edible? Yeah, edibles. Yes. Come on in, New York. Edibles.
Keith gets paranoid before he even buys the product.
Yeah.
This is the Asher.
There's no way.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's from our friends at Poke Bowl, and they will reach out to you via
really
Twitter.
Cool.
Do you guys have Twitter?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You know what? We finally succumbed to Twitter.
You did?
Yeah.
They'll reach out to you on there, and they'll say, hey, we saw you were on Getting Dug with High and that you were admiring our Pokeball. Would you like one? And then they'll send you one. Maybe two, because it's two of you.
We would like two. Thank you.
Okay.
I can't keep going. Look at this house.
They're going to hit you up. You're going to have to give them your address or a P.O. box or something. That's where it gets sketchy.
Well, that makes you think when I'm at the weed places and they go, you know, I need to see your ID. I'm like, oh, I don't want to give you all my information. They're like, well, then you don't get weed. Well, here's all my information, and my friend Adam lives in Brooklyn, and anything you need. This
here's
is pretty
my
good
social.
Stuff.
Right. Yeah.
The first time I got high was very, very, very embarrassing. For the longest time, people were trying to get me high because I wasn't drinking, I wasn't smoking, I wasn't doing any drugs. And so the best way to get people to try to buy you shots and drinks and get you high is to say, I don't do that.
Right.
So everywhere
then they're
I went,
desperate to get you to do it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, I tell my friends I don't. Yeah, I say I don't do money. And I'm fingers crossed.
That's how we got on this show. I'm like, dude, I will never smoke a blunt. So I ripped a bong. I don't say cool weed words. I bonged.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know?
No, you ripped it.
I ripped it.
You had a bong rip?
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't get, I kept doing it, not knowing how strong it was. And it was like my new roommate who was trying to get me high. And I all of a sudden it was like a video game. I felt the inside of my body go, ooh. And And I was like, no, 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 don't get higher, don't get higher. And I was just getting higher and higher. I was pushing down on the top of my head. It was so crazy. And I was wearing a tank top. And I was like, you know what will happen if I could rip this tank top? I had no bra under. I'm just like topless in my new roommate's room, high as fuck. And I ripped the front and then I ripped the back. And I go, did you know that if you rip the front and the back, you make capes? Think about it. And then I put capes on both of us.
Sure, a tank top is just waiting to be a cape.
That's the name of my new book.
We're already at our first commercial break, if you can believe that. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Keith and the girl. Guys, don't ignore what's going on top of your head. Get ahead of hair loss because it's easier to keep the hair you have than replace the hair you've lost. Take it from 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. They have medical-grade solutions, real doctors, and well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions that can help you keep your hair. 4hims.com offers men easier, more affordable access to the prescriptions, products, and medical advice they need. I hate having to go to those awkward doctor visits, sitting in waiting rooms forever. 4hims.com is all online, so you save hours by going to the site and just answering a few quick questions. Then a doctor reviews your situation and they prescribe your medicine. Not some herbal supplements, real medicine. And everything is sent directly to your door. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/Doug. That's FORHIMS.com/DOUG. 4hims/Doug. Welcome back to the Spacemint. Here on Getting Doug with High, we've got two newbies. Our live feed was not working at the beginning, so I'm going to reintroduce that we're here from the Keith and the Girl podcast. We're here with Keith Malley and Hemda.
Nice. The more you smoke, the better you get my name. It builds up phlegm.
Take a big hit at Hemda.
Yeah, that's why I bring a blunt.
That's the blunt that you brought that we're enjoying currently.
It's so good.
And we heard your embarrassing first time getting high story. Did we talk to you about your first time, Keith?
No, I hardly ever
Do you remember it? You're just kind of smoking today just to be in the spirit of the program?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I honestly feel like in space now.
So why did you get your card in New York if you rarely smoke? Just to have it?
Just to be part of the movement? I didn't want the hassle. Now, on the rare occasions, if I do smoke outside, it's right in the middle of the street. I'm excited about my card.
Oh, because then you can whip out the card and they wouldn't do anything?
They would. You can do whatever the
You're
fuck
not supposed
you want.
To poke it, pokeable. You're not supposed to smoke it publicly, I don't think.
You're not. Yeah.
What?
That's the rule.
Oh, shit.
You can get a ticket.
You can get a ticket. It's probably not too bad.
The ticket's totally worth it because you're constantly smoking on the streets. So by the time you get a ticket, you've added up the right to.
Right.
Like, even if it's, let's say it's a $100 ticket, I've gotten that for jumping the turnstile. Totally worth it.
Why do you jump the turnstile?
Because fuck them.
Okay.
Because fuck them until I got arrested, and then that was a little humbling.
Right? It really makes you recognize the rules.
Let me tell you something.
When you get arrested for something.
There's no weed in that holding cell.
That's illegal.
Oh, that's why everybody's paying.
I did not smoke after that for a long time because he didn't want to smoke me out anymore, and it was just... It was just only embarrassing, and I thought, oh, people don't want to get high with me because I just do dumb shit. I ate, like, a whole box of party mix and watched a Dave Chappelle movie.
What do we have here that she can eat a lot of?
What?
Nothing. No, like, you know, if your claim to fame when you're high is doing embarrassing things, we would love that here on the show.
Oh.
You know, so if you think of anything embarrassing you want to do.
Well, now, like, I can't imagine being embarrassed. Like,
right?
What's to be embarrassed about?
I know.
Even if I do dumb shit.
That's, you know, we're here to get high.
Yeah.
So, you know, do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
We like to ask people on the show questions. I think if you've heard the show, you know this segment.
Yes.
Yes, it's called Marijuana Know Something.
Tijuana.
I'm going to ask you a question, and, you know, it's not a bad thing if you don't know the answer. Well, I don't know the answer in advance, so we'll try to figure it out together.
Okay.
It's not really a competition, but...
Can I treat it like one?
If you want to.
Okay.
I don't mind that. What is a group of ferrets called?
A bundle.
You know that?
Positive. All in.
Wow.
You can want I a piece? Phone a friend?
Is that true, really?
I have no idea.
That's such a good one, bundle.
Ferrets, fuckers.
I think they're...
Is it like a weird, you know, that's why we don't
sure
say
it's
it.
Going to be weird. I'm sure it's going to be something that we go, okay, I guess that's what you should call them.
I guess more ferrets.
Stacked. Fair. Are they stacked? When there's a group of ferrets, with what formation do they...
Right.
You know, is it a team?
A feisty ferret.
A line of ferrets?
Funks.
A ferret in my pocket?
Cheese. I'm going with cheese.
You're going with cheese? I liked bundle. I really did. I really thought you just knew
can
the
I
answer.
Both?
Sure.
Okay. You sold it
yeah,
well.
Right. You can have them all. Nobody wins anything, really.
Ever.
But this is a weird one to just guess at, you know, because it's...
Right.
Unless it's... obvious.
Oh, like they're just called ferrets?
Exactly. That might fucking be it. A group of ferrets are called ferrets.
A school of ferrets.
But yeah, that's what you think they're going for, is a pride or a school or, yeah, you know, some sort of group name for... Why they have a different name for every group doesn't make any sense to me, right, either.
A den.
But they do. Of thieves?
I don't know.
Oh, what if it is?
Okay, we got bundle,
anything.
We got cheese, we got den, we got ferrets.
Fuckers. I'm going with fuckers. And that's why we don't say it, and that's why you need it in a trivia game.
Okay. Ready for the answer? A business.
No.
That was close.
No. Let's...
So who, close.
Some, oh, look no. at there over there. It's a business of ferrets.
That can't be true. That's
no,
probably
it
not
is true. But...
No.
How do we know
you
it's
can't
true?
Believe everything.
That's true. That it might not be true.
I'll give you the business.
Oh, my God.
A business.
A business.
Don't believe everything you read.
I mean, you know, you can make a lot of money off of a group of ferrets, mm-hmm, so I guess you could call it a business.
Mm-hmm. You definitely could.
You could do anything you want.
I'm not a ferret.
You could smoke indica in the middle
I'm
of the day.
I'm not a ferret businessman. I'm a ferret businessman.
Grammar humor.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, nod to our friend Jay-Z. He's been on your show. Do you guys have guests on your show?
Only Jay-Z.
Okay. Yeah. He just comes in every Friday and talks about upcoming weekend events. Things to do this weekend with Jay-Z.
He's weekly.
Have Beyonce glare at you. Would be a big weekend activity.
Mow the lawn. Mow the lawn's
oh,
a big
yeah,
one
you
for
know
him.
He's always out there
yeah,
mowing
yeah,
the lawn.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she's
wait, is that
him.
A euphemism?
Let's make it one. Retweet.
Yeah, I'm tired of tossing the salad. I think it should be mowing the lawn. Well, Keith, I don't want to make you smoke too much.
I want to.
But,
I keep forgetting.
But keep going.
Oh, okay. I thought
yeah.
we put it out.
No,
this place
yeah.
looks like a museum.
We were smoking during the break, and I pointed out that this, right. rarely the guests, most of the guests smoke just during when the cameras are rolling.
What's this one?
That's like a weird...
like a Watson.
I forget where I got it. Yeah, it's got kind of a Watson vibe to it.
This is like when you're an intellect.
Right? Yeah, you just take a hit and then say something smart.
Is
there
a,
there might be a carb. There might be a hole in it somewhere you got to put
see,
your finger on.
See, that's always too much.
There was a carb somewhere, but I couldn't put my finger on it. There it is right there.
You guys, you would be laughing so much more if you were high. It's wrong.
Oh, there's
you
nobody watching
not
this that's
be.
Not high. I can almost guarantee
look
it.
Look at our producer, Andrea. She's going to laugh at me later so hard.
I wonder what the numbers are since we did, you know,
through
got a late start.
Through the roof. It's about timing.
All right, I'm going to guess. You're going through the roof. I'm going lowest ever. What do you think? What do you think?
I'm going business.
The business. All right, we got one more of these if you guys can handle it.
We got it. Yeah, okay. I see where these go now.
Marijuana knows something?
That's How do you know what's funny and not? Because everybody's high all the time around you.
Well,
which I don't know if they meant it, to be honest.
Now that you mention it, maybe I haven't written a good joke in 20 years. I was just high. I was just laughing any shit that comes out of my mouth.
Marijuana knows something? He doesn't care.
I mean, you know, it works out either way. But also, a lot of times when people are stoned, they it makes them not laugh. They just sit quietly. You know, they get, you know, inside. They go to the sunken place. Okay.
My goodness.
All right, this is a good one.
That's a scary
one. You're reading ahead.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Was that such a prick move?
I would. If I were at the closest podium to Oscar Beck, I would definitely run over there and take a peek before you ask the question.
I always look back at the teleprompters when I'm at a taping. I'm just like, how much are they
Are they really coming up with on the spot?
Okay.
What item? So it's an item.
Weed.
Maybe, but probably not, because the next word is kills. More
government.
Government's an item. What item kills more beachgoers than sharks each year?
More.
So there's an item, you know, like faulty tanning lotion, or
the sun. Oh my God, the sun probably kills a lot of people.
The sun's not an item.
Cancer.
Also not an item.
But cancer has never been funnier than just now.
That was the funniest cancer thing, cancer riff of all time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Let me be blunt with you.
Shit.
What okay, what item?
Now? Negligent lifeguards.
That just doesn't feel that's the answer.
I mean, murderous lifeguards.
Okay.
Murderous lifeguards.
Waves.
Ted Bundy when he was a lifeguard.
Mother Nature's bitchy attitude.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't get this item part. Okay, I got
seashells.
An idea.
Uh-huh.
Footballs or like what's a ball that's used on the beach that maybe hits people in the head and they die?
Beach balls.
My God. No, what
they're
do you
soft.
Take to the beach with you?
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be like a softball.
Volleyball.
Volleyball's not hard enough.
Volleyball with spikes.
Seashells by the seashore.
Right?
When she sells them.
Seashells. Oh, this is a...
I think it's
guns. When we find out the answer, we're going to be like, holy shit.
It is guns.
It's guns.
We're not... This show's not that political.
Nah, someone got the onion through your card.
No, I don't think.
You don't know half those cards.
No, because also, you never really... I mean, I don't want to give anybody ideas, but you never really hear about shootings on a beach.
Maybe this one's
a business. Unless there's a pirate involved. Are we really still doing this? You go all the way down to the end?
Look at Mr. Hollywood.
Right?
It must be nice.
Table's covered in weed. We're burning your fingers, smoking a roach. You're right. I'm one of the elites.
We have bandages on everything. Really? That's how you do it.
I love how fucking, you know, Michelle Wolf says some shit on the Correspondence Dinner. Now suddenly comedians are part of the elites. You know, like, what's fucking elite about her? You know, she was like... Until she, the recent years, like, you know, she was just a working comedian who popped.
Right.
I think when people
I liked your HBO
name,
special.
You become elite.
Oh, that's it.
Yes. When you,
if people know your name, then you're an elite.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because most people don't go around with everybody knowing their name. No, most people aren't Norman Cheers. Oh, alcohol. Kills more beachgoers than sharks.
Holy shit. We are political.
Right? Because they get fucked up on the beach, fall asleep in the sun.
Get into fights.
Burn to death.
Drown.
Get into fights, fall into a fire, fall into a campfire.
Sure.
Let's have s'mores. Right. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah. Kill each other.
Did he fall on the s'mores?
How do you make these so flat? The weed is so flat on top. Who does it with a crusher?
Well, we have these grinders. So we grind up the weed so it's, like, nice and fine like that. And then you just put it in there and, like, what's that beer, like, where they take that knifey kind of thing and they shoot the foam off of the top?
Yes.
You know, it's the elite stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just pointing out something I noticed.
But it's like that. It's like that, I think, kind of. I mean, he doesn't just shove a bunch, he doesn't flick away a bunch of the weed.
This wasn't done by an animal.
Just enough. Yeah. No.
No,
you're gonna hear more from this young man later in the show,
And
do you ever wake up and go, that's not really my job?
Like, you're at work now, Doug.
It's not a job. It's just a scam. I have another podcast about food, another one about movies. And so I get movies and weed and food given, the best of all of those things given to me for free all the time.
We're working now
it's
on...
It's a fucking scam. Yeah, you guys, Keith and the girl, you're not asking for anything in the title. You're not... like what should people give you in bulk that you guys would enjoy?
A lot of gender.
You know?
Right.
Like, maybe add a third name on it or something, like, you know? Keith and the girl and the
money.
Gin and soda. Or money, or just cash.
Yeah, Keith and the girl and cash. Keith and the girl and Venmo.
Okay. We're going to give the answer now because I know some people remember we asked a question
earlier. Oh, that's right.
The item that kills more beachgoers. I'm going alcohol. Any other last-minute guess?
Seashells.
Seashells. She's sticking with that.
Cigarette butts.
Would they kill people?
Are you guys sure about your answers? Then how are there any answers left?
It is either alcohol or seashells. Coconuts, oh. Mother!
No.
Coconuts!
That can't be.
Well, because, you know, shark deaths with beachgoers are maybe 4 or 5 a year, right? And there's a lot
really
of islands with
that?
A lot of coconuts that people walk under. You know what I mean? There's That's less crazy. Sharks in people water than there are coconuts over people heads.
I love how this suddenly just makes sense to you. Yo, coconuts, let me tell you why.
It doesn't. It's so stupid.
You just break it down. Like, because you know there are 4 or 5 shark deaths. Is that even true?
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, how often do you hear about a shark death? Usually, like, part of them got bit off.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more limb loss than there is actual death when it comes to sharks.
Right, once you lose a limb.
Because you still got 3 other limbs to swim away.
Sure, you're not bleeding out.
Because sharks are just like really slow chewers. They like get an arm and they're like...
They're good for a
minute. And you just swim away.
That's good swimming. You're ready?
Oh my God.
You'll
All right.
Okay.
So we'll be back with more physical comedy for the people who listen to the show. We're with Keith and the girl, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Support for today's show comes from Squarespace. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Squarespace has beautiful templates created by world-class designers, which make it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. You can customize everything from look and feel to settings and products, all optimized for mobile right out of the box with built-in search engine optimization. You can showcase that special project that you've been dreaming about to the world. Then use Squarespace's analytics to help you grow in real time. There's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. And if you do have a question, their customer support is there to help you 24/7. Keep dreaming, but make it a reality with a website from Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com/hi for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code HIGH to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/hi, offer code HIGH.
Helen, what's happening? I know what's happening. I don't know
We're
what's
back, that. And Keith Malley and Khemda are both wondering who this young man is that's joined us.
Oh, no, I...
With all this science at his disposal.
I heard how he explained what dabbing is, and I was like, I just heard it, and I still don't understand it.
Yeah, we would explain it, like, every week on the show, because we dedicate the last, you know... I was going to say quarter, but there's only 3 quarters, so that wouldn't
period.
Be quarters.
It's like hockey. Yeah.
The last period of the show
is dedicated to
potentially having the guest dab, but, like, you know, we asked nicely, but I'm not a pusher, and neither is the dab master general. No. So,
but we do respect our time.
So if you guys want to try it, you can. I mean, it feels like you don't have a lot of previous experience with it.
No.
Yeah.
But we cleared our schedule.
And then you did.
Yes.
So, but do you think it might be too much? I don't want to.
Yes, but that's probably why
we should
do it.
Do you think you'll be able to keep your clothes on?
Yes.
Okay, so a couple of pieces of business I have to clear up really quick before we get into the dabs is that we drew a name at the beginning of the show and we didn't have a location for the winner of this month's prize. And it's Ari Holub, and it turns out he lives in Los Angeles. So
you know, come down with some friends and watch us do the show. Maybe next time, which should be on May 14th. And then another thing I wanted to say quickly is a really quick pot topic that I'm excited about.
Pot topic!
Seattle has announced that they're going to release everybody that's in prison for marijuana crimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Yeah, first city to pull that trigger, and it needs to happen more.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that neat?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Seattle, you are officially...
What? No, I'm sorry, Santa Fe.
Save that for when Seattle does it.
No, it is exactly, but it is Seattle,
Wow.
At first, I was going around saying it was San Francisco because that felt logical, but then I realized it was Seattle, and now I'm sticking with that.
It's about time.
That's cool. Wow. Do you know if it's just felony offenses or if it's just across
like
the board?
It's anything.
That's amazing.
Marijuana, which, you know, some people might get stuck in the system because they, you know, breaking and entering in marijuana, you know, combo of things. But who knows? I mean, I just want to get people out.
Maybe
out
they'll say, like, time served because it takes a lot off their sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But wow.
I mean, they were probably, if they were arrested for marijuana crimes, they were probably pretty model prisoners anyway. They're probably on their way to parole, but you know, so many people just got railroaded with that, you know, especially people of color. So good job, Seattle.
Ooh. Fuck you, government.
Yeah. I'm gonna do a quick edit on that after the show because you know the government is allowing this to happen.
No, I mean I don't know everything.
Jeff Sessions is flipping now. He's starting to go, yeah, maybe it's good for medicine now that I picked up one thing and read about it, you know, like he was just so against it just because he's old and stupid. Keith and the Girl podcast, 13 years, 5 days a week, almost 3,000 episodes. So get started if you haven't listened. Binge all of them.
It is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. And what's this about 150 show-related tattoos and brandings?
People tattooed either our logo or like a...
Oh, you keep track? You like say, check in with us if you tattoo us on you? And you've got 150 people who've done that?
So far, yeah.
I think I'm up to two or three.
All right.
It's not bad.
That's good.
I just got started.
Can I see them?
Yeah, I've got three tattoos of my logos.
I knew one came in.
I really should do that. Just logos from my show all over my body.
But there's probably more than you know because people don't really always say.
No, that's true. But I've only witnessed two. I witnessed one had my, you know, like kind of animated image tattooed on his arm or something. And another guy had... he had me sign his chest one time, and then the next time I came back to that club, I think it was in Kansas City, he pulled up his shirt and showed me that he had permanently tattooed my name on his chest.
Wow, he sexually assaulted you. Wow.
You
wow.
Think?
No.
You think, please?
Hashtag me too as well.
Yes.
So, and my opening line podcast?
That's new. We started that this year.
How does that work?
It's so much fun because it's people who have been in the industry for a long time. We talk about their first time on stage, which is usually embarrassing and weird and crazy open mics. And it's just a good origin story podcast.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried, Dan Soder, who's been on this show, Kevin Allison. How do you say her name? Ophira?
Ophira Eisenberg.
Yeah, Eisenberg. Yeah, great. So, yeah. Find both of those podcasts, Keith and the Girl and My Opening Line, everywhere podcasts exist. And the reason I do the plugs now is because once I've done a dab, who knows what's going to happen. And, you know, we really want to get your plugs in because we really appreciate you coming down and getting high with us.
Let's make capes.
Yeah. Oh, man. That is a great code expression for let's do some dab. You know, like me and my friends are always like, let's have a meeting with Bernie is what we like to say. Mm. And which made more sense when Bernie Brillstein was running comedy in this town. But let's make capes is a really good one.
It's so, you know, scientific. Everything's just so. But he's also discouraging me from doing it. I don't know if he knows he's doing it. But it's, you know, are you sure you want to?
Yeah,
we'll do it. Like, really, really?
It's nobody, overwhelming.
Look at it. Nobody.
We just don't need anybody walking away going, that guy talked me into it.
No, not at all.
How do you, I, You're gonna. Well,
I'll do one. I'll do one first if you want me to.
Yeah, you want
did you do one yet?
No,
Taylor?
I haven't. I'll do one up
here.
Front.
Let's do Taylor first because he knows what he's doing.
I'll
do a half-ass
beard,
version
right?
of it. Yeah, it is.
That's a great.
It's a bad beard for lighting things on fire
Ooh.
Near your face, but other than that, it's perfect.
Never had a problem with it.
Oh, good for you. But
hopefully today won't be this.
Like it's a bad sitcom. Never had a problem, bro.
Boom. Yeah.
The visuals on this show. Oh, that's so much things.
Yeah, a lot of smoke.
That's a lot
and
of...
And you're just getting started.
And then you have to inhale forever.
You have to inhale for a long time.
And of course, I'm going to cough like for 10 minutes after
Yeah,
this.
He pulls that off and then finishes it, see?
What? Oh, yeah. My God. That's so much.
Yeah, look at all that stuff that was...
You can do one much him. Smaller than that.
Yeah, he can give you a
you can kind of amount.
He can give you a little dab if you want.
A little dab. A little dab. Yeah.
We're
how
old.
Do we do it?
We're old. That's how we knew that one.
Oh, wow. You
Ooh.
Did two.
Dropping shit.
Good for you.
That was a big enough one that I could hit it twice.
Do you do it every day?
Of course, yeah.
Of course, yes, sure. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Hey, what's with the silly question?
Yeah, it just helped me regulate my tolerance a little bit because I smoke so often that having this to sort of mix in with just smoking like joints and bowls and stuff, it
what
helps me maintain.
What kind of high do you get?
Well, actually, I'm over there now.
I mean, I think dabs are more of a little more of a body high. It's a little more like... engulfing of your body and less like thought cluttering, which I think you get more from flower.
All right. So,
it's closer to edible, an edible high, I think.
Oh, so much. Yeah. All right, who's next?
I'll go next.
Yeah.
But you're busy with a bong.
I'm just trying to work my way up to it. Indica through a bong and then a dab.
That's a song. Mm-hmm. Indica through a bong, then a dab.
Here we go.
It is, trust me.
So you take this little number and see. That's what do you think that's, like a medium or a small? Or?
Yeah, it's a small to medium.
Small to medium.
Ugh, it smells terrible.
It does.
It does, yeah.
Well, I like it because, like, if somebody brings a dab rig over to my, you know, hotel room this weekend in Rosemont, Illinois, that it just doesn't have a marijuana smell. Like, it doesn't make marijuana smell go into the lobby. So, like, lobby. My room's always just off the lobby.
You get to the lobby eventually.
Yeah, because it's vapor. It's not, you're not combusting a plant and all of that's lingering in the air. It's
that sounds like we're mean. We're combusting a plant. Yeah. I suddenly feel bad.
Yeah, those plants have feelings, so you're doing it to them.
I'll hug a tree after this, for sure.
That might make up for it.
Yeah.
But.
It really looks like a two-person job.
Yeah, I don't know that I can maneuver.
Oh, Taylor does all the business for you.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is suck.
All the business.
Taylor brings the ferrets.
Yep, I do.
That's gonna be forever. That's my new joke.
I found that very tasty. And...
I hint of
blueberry. I'm very proud of my progress in not having horrible coughing fits right after hitting it.
You're looking like a pro.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Well, looking like somebody about to make the jump from amateur to pro.
All right, here we go. But yeah, it's a little, like, it's interesting to get fucked up around this stuff that you could actually burn yourself pretty badly on.
I don't like
that's
that
an interesting concept.
Like that. You always say that right before an amateur goes, and that's
well, I just
sweet.
Want everybody to be safe.
That's
but
the way
also,
you...
we're already very high.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird standing around lecturing about being safe when you're fucked up. But, you know, sometimes somebody's, you know, a little less fucked up than somebody else, and then their wisdom prevails. But he'll do all the stuff for you. Sorry, I was bogarting the thing.
Give me the biggest fucking hit you've ever... Nice and small.
Nice and small, I guess.
For them. And big.
Not big at all.
Just that, pretend to give me a dab.
The one that's quieter is true.
We're gonna crawl out of here. That's gonna be fun for the office.
Three-step
right
process.
Outside.
Melt this on here, and then once the cap is on, you can pull it, and then I'll pull the cap off.
Inhale.
Suck the air through the water.
Suck means take your lungs and do the thing. All right.
You've done a bong rip before, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Treat
just
it like
that,
one of those,
but longer.
Ooh.
Long distance bong rip.
All right, go for it.
All right. Keith Malley, are you supposed to be touching anything?
No, don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything. Follow the rules. You are in the Army. What's wrong with you?
There it is.
I just berate him as he does it.
Here we go. See what happens next.
He just started floating away.
Oh, look at that. Holy shit.
I'm not even joking. What if I was, though? All right.
What if you were what, joking or not?
Who knows?
Or what if you were actually flying?
It's a song I'm not going to explain. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Okay.
All right, you did it. How do you feel?
It's like, you know how weed's
like... Do you feel like a business?
I feel like a business right now. Free business. Like, weed is like this. Mm-hmm. This is like this.
Mm-hmm. Next level. Right.
Over the top.
Over the top.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
All yeah, right. It is a different high for sure.
Ladies first. Yeah. All right. I'm going to move my hair back. I feel like that's smart.
I like it.
I feel like that's as smart as your lecture.
We're good to go.
Okay. I don't... We're good to go?
Yeah. Go ahead and pull
what
it.
What is... Okay.
Yeah, just, do it!
All right.
Yeah, go for it.
No yelling.
Pull harder. Harder, harder, harder.
Yeah, really get it. Get after it.
Clear?
Double back it. Then triple charge.
Whoa, that was smooth.
Right?
Yeah.
Not unexpected. Bad, right?
He's handing out smooth dabs today.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my
you
cool
guys
level
did great.
Just, I mean,
you guys did really
be
good.
Honest, that was one of the coolest moments
pretty
ever.
Pretty cool. You dove right in. I was going to ask. You said that you can't get...
I was going to ask, are you a professional?
Well, yes, are you a professional? Right, you said that you can't get flower in the stores in New York.
Yeah.
What do they sell? Concentrates and edibles?
Or is they don't
it
sell
just,
edibles.
What do they...
I think concentrates, but mm. I don't know. It's got to be weak because none of the stoner friends that I know want to go there.
I was going to say.
Thanks, you guys. Our next show is May 14th at 5:15 p.m. Sorry to just jump all over you, but I got the 30 seconds and now we're out.